Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Today's episode is inspired by a bunch of my clients and past times in my business where I have felt this way. So I guarantee to you that if you are one of my clients, you are going to think that this episode is completely inspired just by you. And I promise you, this is about a lot of people. And like I said, it includes myself because this kind of thinking is actually so common. And the thinking is this idea that everyone else has it all figured out. And like I said, I hear this from clients all the time, and it's not true. It is simply not true that everyone else has it all figured out and you are the lone weirdo who can't figure it out. And something that I notice with clients is that they will latch onto this idea that everyone else has it all figured out, and it can end up being super destructive. So the way that I teach this in Booked Out Without Burnout is that there's this idea that there are lenses that you have on. So literally think about a pair of glasses that you have on. Or if you think about like those old like viewfinder toys and like you could put in different like slides, but just like thinking about there being a layer or lens that you are putting over what you're seeing that changes the color of what you're seeing. Oh, it reminds me of those glasses. I don't know if you have seen these, but my kids always get these around the holidays at, you know, like zoo lights or whatever, where you put these glasses on and they're kind of like the 3D glasses, but they take any light and they'll like make it look like a bunch of candy canes or snowmen or something. So essentially, you know what I'm talking about here. A lens that is covering your view of what you're seeing, and it is changing the appearance of what you're seeing to look like something else or to just be a little bit different than what's actually there. That is a concept that I teach, that we all have lenses. We all have a bunch of different lenses that we bring into our business that change the way that we see things that happen in our business. It changes how we see ourselves, how we see our goals, all of those types of things. And this idea that everyone else has it all figured out is another one of these lenses that can have a very negative impact on our business. It can be super destructive. And here's why. There's several reasons. The first one is that you interpret what other people do as what you should do. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, even if it doesn't resonate with you, even if it doesn't make sense for your type of business or your industry, you interpret the things that other successful people do as the things that you need to be doing because, well, that person's successful and they're doing it. So obviously you should do it. They have it figured out. They know more than you. So you should just do that thing. When that's obviously not true all of the time. It also turns off your access to your own wisdom. It turns off your access to what you do know. It turns off your ability to see what is working in your business and blocks you from being able to see that you're on a path of learning little by little based on what you do know and what is working and being able to build on that foundation. Instead, you have this lens of like, it's not working. Everyone else has it all figured out and I don't. So anything that I know or anything that's going on in my business is wrong, essentially. It has you looking for this missing magical thing that you don't know, that everyone else knows, instead of realizing that business is sometimes hard. And if it feels hard, that's not wrong. Sometimes that's just the reality. And it's really about consistency, which I know is a drama word for a lot of people, but it's really about continuing to show up and learn and keep going. It's not about finding the missing magical thing. And when you're on this quest for the missing magical thing, it actually can lead to a problem that a lot of people have, which is like buying every single course out there. And I know that some of you are guilty of this, and no judgment, because you've literally just been in this lens. It's not that you're a bad person or you don't know anything. It can be really enticing when you are thinking that you are missing something to look around and see all of these people being like, hey, you're missing something, and it's this thing, and I'm going to teach you this thing in my course. And then you buy the course and you do that missing thing, and then that wasn't the thing. So then you see this next missing thing that's shiny and enticing and makes sense to you. So you do that thing, and you're just hopping from investment to investment that promises to be this shiny missing thing, instead of being able to invest in the things that are going to help you build on what you already know, build on what already works in your business, build on the skills and knowledge that you already have, and be able to continue to show up and do the things that feel like kind of repetitive and maybe sometimes a little boring. That doesn't sound exciting. So why would we want to do that? Even though that is the thing that is going to get you the result that you want. This lens also feeds and fuels this fantasy that there is going to be a future, easy, amazing mountaintop time where you have figured everything out. It has you thinking that this is like a destination that you are going to arrive to. So then, anytime something is working in your business, but then it breaks or stops working, then you panic that you actually don't know what you're doing at all. Because you thought, oh, I'm almost at this place where I've arrived and things are working and it's all fitting together and my problems are all solved and it's all going to be amazing. And then, oh no, now it's not working in that way. So clearly I must not know anything at all. This lens also is going to negatively impact you, because the truth is your business is never going to be perfect. So that means with this lens, you are always going to feel bad about it. You are always going to feel inadequate. You are always going to compare yourself to other people. And you're always going to try to fill the gaps between you and other people instead of seeing what you have that works and building on that and building on your foundation. This is a trap that I really fell into, because of course, our businesses are never perfect. So even after hitting literally $1 million in annual revenue, I still felt this way. I still looked at people who had bigger launches than me, and it seemed like they had more figured out than I did. And I would think about, okay, what are all the things that are different about them than me? And clearly, I need to work on being more like them instead of keeping my eyes on my own paper and seeing, okay, what's working here? What are my strengths? What are the things about me that are differentiators? How do I lean more into all of that and grow all of that instead of trying to grow towards being like this other person? Super important to recognize when you are comparing yourself in that way. And like I said, this lens informs your business decisions and investments. This can really like twist how you diagnose problems in your business. Because when you're making business decisions, when you're making investments in your business, it's typically because you have a problem that you want to solve. Sometimes the problem is, I want to get to this bigger goal and I am not getting there on my own with the things that I've tried so far. And I know that there's some obstacles in my way, or there's a gap that I need to fill to achieve this goal. Like sometimes that's the problem. Sometimes there's like an actual problem, like this thing isn't working and I want to get better at it. It can be a lot of different things. But when you have the lens that everyone else has it all figured out and you don't, the way that you diagnose your problems changes. And so the business decisions you make are from a lens of, I don't know what I'm doing, and this isn't working, and other people have it all figured out, and other people know better than me. This is going to have you thinking a lot lower about yourself. This is going to have you dreaming smaller for yourself. This is going to have you discounting the goals that you have and the ability that you have. This is going to have you be setting smaller goals and not really leaping after them. And it's going to have you looking at the shiny object type investments that you feel like are going to be like the quick fix or the magical answer, instead of the investments that are truly going to help you see what you already have and build on that. Maybe there are skills you need to develop. Maybe there are some things you need to add. Maybe you need to be challenged in a certain way, right? There's so many different tools and opportunities that you can invest in your business. And when you have this lens, you are going to be drawn to ones that just fuel this story. So here's the reality. The reality is not that everyone else has it all figured out. The reality is that being a business owner is a journey of always figuring things out. And there's always more to figure out, and there's always ups and downs. I remember when I first hit that like magical $1 million in 12 months milestone in my business. I remember telling, I think, my best friend at the time that nobody made me queen for a day. Like, I said this to multiple different people because I remember feeling surprised at how not special it was to make $1 million. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but it was, I mean, it's not like people weren't excited, you know, like people were excited, and clients in particular really felt like I was an example to them of what was possible for them. And they were just really inspired by that. But a lot of things didn't change. And I think we have this idea that when we hit these big goals, things are going to change. And for me, hitting $1 million was the turning point where I realized, like, oh, things really don't change. Things don't turn into like, oh, I've solved it. I figured it out. It's totally clear. So if you are waiting for that to happen, it's not going to. And I think there's like a little grief there, right? There's like a little grief in giving up the dream of, once I get to this mountaintop, then everything will be better and easier. And there's a bit of acceptance that we need to do about the journey, and recognizing that we do have to figure out how to love the journey, because it is not about the destination, because there is no destination. And it seems like there is. And of course, achieving goals feels great. And I'm sure that you can think about goals you've achieved in your business where you're like, yeah, I was super excited when I signed my first client. I was super excited when I hit a 5K month for the first time, or like whatever your things are that you've achieved. You were so excited, and then it faded. And then what you were left with is pretty much the same business you had before. And that's what I meant when I was thinking about this. Like, no one made me queen for a day. Because achieving these goals doesn't mean that you never have problems or that you never have things to figure out ever again. My best friend and I both have really strong, successful, big businesses, and we are still both always in problem-solving mode, like all the time. And her business is larger than mine, and she is actually in problem-solving mode more than I am, I think. This is the lifestyle of being an entrepreneur. This is what it is to be a business owner. And this is the thing that we have to accept and make peace with. I think it's really easy to look around at people who are successful and see the the shiny, polished things, their wins. It's easy to have this lens of they're successful. So everything is easy and clear for them and they do everything right. And there's never any problems or bumps in the road. But you don't see the parts where people are at their worst. You don't see the parts where people are feeling super confused. I do, because I coach a lot of these very successful people. I'm friends with a lot of these very successful people. So I get to see both sides. But for most business owners, you see the mess in yourself and feel like that is the full picture. And you see the wins and the shiny polished stuff about other people, and you think that is the full picture. So not only are you not seeing the mess and the struggles of other people, you're also not really allowing yourself to see the wins and the shiny polished stuff about yourself, because you're so busy looking at the worst parts, the messy parts, the things that feel hard and not clear. I have noticed this. I just like cannot stop with the basketball analogies, but I do promise to you, I try to make them relevant to non-sports fans. But I feel like I think in basketball analogies so much now. But here's something that I notice when I am watching my dear beloved Denver Nuggets. I see that when they're in a tough game, like a game where it's like, ooh, they may not win this one, this one's close, I will be watching and I will be like, oh my gosh, this other team just cannot miss. This other team, every time they shoot the ball, they make a basket, they're getting the points, they are making it 100% of the time. And then when we have the ball, it never goes in. We're missing everything. We're having a bad night. These guys who are usually so amazing, they just can't make a shot tonight. What's going on? And then when I look at the box score that has like all the stats from the game, then I can see like, oh my gosh, the percentages were the same. They made the same percentage of shots. And it felt like that other team was making 100% and we were making like 1%, and it wasn't even true at all. Both of us were making like 50% or something, right? It's really funny how the lens is where we will see the other person's wins and we will see our losses. And that's just how we interpret things. And it's that way in business. So I want you to remember this. Other people do not have it all figured out. They do not know better than you. They do not know your people better than you. Their strategy isn't better than yours or necessarily what you should be doing. And actually, we don't even know if it's working for them. Please keep this in mind when you look at people out there who are successful, who are doing something that you think is interesting and that you should do because a successful person is doing it. Not everything that we million-dollar business owners are doing actually works. The way that we got where we are is a lot of trial and error and experimentation. And so we are actually still doing a lot of trial and error and experimentation and still having a lot of things fail. So just something to keep in mind when you are looking at what we're doing and you're thinking, well, I should just do what they're doing because clearly it works. No, not all of our things work. Some of them do. That's how we get successful. But a lot of them don't. And that is part of the process of achieving your goals and building a really successful business. So remember this, not everyone else has it all figured out. And this is this whole thing of, you know, you really have to look at what is working in your own business and who you are and what makes sense for your business and your people. All of that is why I coach the way that I do. All of that is why I am not trying to teach you, you know, this is the one way to do it, this is the shortcut or whatever. I have a very, like, we don't skip steps, timeless foundations kind of approach to things, because I want you to be able to find your way that's going to work for you. I want you to be able to develop systems and processes and strategies in your business that are going to work no matter what. Even if the platforms change, even if your niche changes, like no matter what, you have these timeless foundations and strategies in your business that are applicable regardless of what changes. So that is where I'm coming from. That is my philosophy with this. And I want you to just really hold on to this, that other people do not have it all figured out. You are probably way more on the right track than you think, and you've got this. All right, I'll be back with more next week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.